The Hudson Valley Additive Manufacturing Center at SUNY New Paltz has its 3D printers up and running, turning out 3D printed face shields for regional healthcare workers and others on the front lines of the COVID-19 pandemic. Center Director Dan Friedman says it all started when Hudson Valley Economic Development Corporation President and CEO Mike Oates and Ulster County Deputy Executive John Milgram reached out to him.
I mean, we've been doing 3D printing for 8 years now, so we were kind of set to do something like this. But a couple of folks got in contact with us about a week ago now, saying that there's a huge shortage of personal protective equipment, and they'd seen some examples of 3D printed face shields and asked whether there was anything we could do. And we looked at the designs and we thought we could easily do that, and we thought we could make it better.
Friedman says he and colleagues went through 6 design iterations and delivered 50 prototypes to the county executive's office, and after feedback,
we kept improving the design for sort of comfort, ease of use, speed for printing, and we ended up going through 9 different versions in 4 days, and now we think the design is fairly stable, and we're just trying to make as many of them as possible. So at this point, we've delivered 440 of them. We have 200 more that are going out to Ulster County, and I think their primary use is for their COVID testing site at Tech City in Kingston, to Cornerstone Healthcare in Orange County.
And he says to some other places.
One of the other things is we recruited a whole bunch of partners who are joining with us on doing this. And so IBM is helping out a lot. We've been using old transparencies as the face shields, which was a really good stopgap measure, but we needed a better solution. So we ordered some higher end plastic, and they're dealing with cutting it into shape and punching the holes in it to put onto the visor part of the face shield. So they're handling that. And I've got about 20 other people with printers, individuals, high schools, colleges, who are all starting to crank out the 3D printed parts. So, you know, we're making about 200 a day now. I think when everyone else comes online, we'll be pushing 500 a day. It's a true experiment in distributed manufacturing, which was something that 3D printing was always supposed to be good at, but this is the first time I think it's really been tried.
What about the scale of helping humanity here and given the crisis we're in? I mean, how are you feeling about this?
Well, that was, you know, we're all of us in the center, and I have my two colleagues who really, you know, sort of did the design and really ramped up the production. Kat Wilson and Aaron Nelson they're both brilliant, and have an enormous amount of experience doing the design and 3D printing. And we also have one of our interns who lives locally is coming in and working on it, Rachel Eisgruber, who's a senior mechanical engineering major from Highland. All of us make stuff. We like to make things. None of us like to sit around. And, you know, when we saw that there was a crisis and people were reaching out saying, you know, can you do this, you know, we would much prefer doing something than sitting around in isolation. So we leapt on it, and you know, the real heroes are, of course, the people at the front lines who are dealing with sick people. So if there's anything we can do to help protect them, we'll do that.
Do you foresee, or have you gotten any requests for any other types of equipment or anything else you can churn out there?
There's been a lot of discussion circulating around in the 3D printing and maker community. Of course, the biggest need is a replacement for the N95 masks. And there's been a few designs, but nothing that I've seen that I thought was really going to be worth it. The other thing is there's a lot of discussion about plans to share ventilators between multiple patients. And so we've prototyped some parts, the connectors to make that possible. I'm not sure how we're just getting ready to do that in case that's really necessary. It's one of those things. It's experimental, and I hope people won't have to do it, but we just want to be ready in case it's needed.
Sure. And would that be for local hospitals or wherever it's needed in New York? Or
yeah, it's wherever it's needed. I mean, SUNY is coordinating some of this, and so we're connected with the other SUNY campuses and some of the hospitals. So they were finding out what the capacity is across the system for being able to produce parts like that.
Sure. And then back to the face shields, are they all donated?
Yes. The most important thing is that we have received very generous donations from Central Hudson and the Novo Foundation. And I can't thank them enough. I mean, we're able to provide these completely free of charge. And it's taken a huge load off my mind, so I don't have to worry about how to pay for all of this. But it just makes it a lot easier that, you know, we can print them, assemble them, put them in a box, and hand them out. So being able to respond very rapidly to this was really important. My suspicion is that within a couple of weeks, some large manufacturers will retool their lines to be able to produce these by the tens of thousands. But we were, I think, important, and all the other people 3D printing them are important as a stopgap measure to bridge between not having enough supplies to where large manufacturers can step in and produce the quantities that are needed.
Dan Friedman is director of the Hudson Valley Additive Manufacturing Center at SUNY New Paltz and dean of the School of Science and Engineering. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.